just in the everyday, me and you. The good news is you.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Sunday morning at 7, and we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served in the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help.
Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy.
Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We come up with multiple reasons to justify why we did and how we did it or how we ended up where we are at. And a lot of times we do that so we can feel good about the mess we got ourselves in. We justify it to ourselves. We know we made a big old mess. We know we were mean. We know we were nasty. We know we did something wrong and evil. And then we go around in our head and try to dress it all up and make it look pretty so we can feel good about the dumb stuff we did. And by the time we got home, we've dressed it up so good, somebody says, "Well, why you do that?" "Because I wanted to." Like you didn't even do nothing wrong. Praise the Lord. And that's what we do. We know we messed up. If we really messed up, we try to work out these, we try to negotiate. We work out scenarios where we can negotiate the grace that we need to get from the people that we hurt. Come on, we become a car salesman. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. No offense to any car salesman. I used to be one. We think, well, I know I messed up real bad, but if I can just get them to feel sorry for me. Or if I can just get them to see it from my perspective and understand that I really didn't mean to get in that big old mess. And in the back of your mind, the other voice is going, "Yes, you did." And you're like, "Be quiet. I'm trying to figure a way out of this." Trying to negotiate to a place of approval so we can excuse the sin that we committed. Come on, somebody. Amen. And we do that because we know we messed up so bad. That's what this kid was doing. He said, "My father's farmhands are better off than I am. I can't even get a corn cob from a pig." the guys that work at my daddy's house are eating 3 meals a day, and here I am starving to death. So here's what I'm going to do. Let me figure this out now. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home to my daddy. I'm going to tell my dad, Father, I've sinned against God, and I've sinned against you. So I'll be admitting a little bit of guilt here, right here. That'll make his heart turn towards me. And then I'll say something that's really makes me feel really low. I'm not even good enough to be your son. Of course, he'll look at me and say, that's right, you're not. But I am a hard worker. I got a lot of experience feeding pigs. If you'll just give me a job, Dad, and let me be one of your hired hands, I'll do a good job for you. And that way your son won't starve to death. Twist in the manipulation at the end. That way if your son dies, it's his fault. Come on, amen. He got it all worked out in his mind. Huh? You think about this. He's got this. He's thinking about this as he goes home. Now, you know, when they traveled back then, they didn't have buses and planes and trains. He had weeks to think about this on the way home. He had weeks to be nervous. He had weeks to be anxious. Nights where he sat around campfires at night wondering what it was going to be like. Nights where he probably sat at night going, maybe this ain't worth it. Maybe I'm wasting my time. Maybe I should go back to the pig pen. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's nervous. He's anxious. But what he don't realize is he's got a father at home who's standing on a front porch, who's pacing back and forth, who's anxious every night, who's looking down the street over the horizon, hoping, wishing that his son would come back to the father's house. Acts 3:19 says it this way, repent and return. That's it. Repent, return. Change what you're doing. Come home. James 4:8 says it this way, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. In other words, make a step towards me and I'll come running towards you. That's how much our Father loves us. Come on, somebody. Amen. Grace loves. Just turn towards me and I'll come running after you. I'll come get you. Come on. Amen. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, when the world gives up on you, when your family gives up on you, when friends give up on you, when lenders give up on you, when everybody gives up on you, your Father in heaven does not give up on you. Not only does he not give up, but he's standing out on the front porch of heaven, looking on the horizon, waiting on you to come around the corner so he can run out there and embrace you and wrap you up in his arms and say, welcome home, buddy. I've been looking for you. I've been thinking about you. You've been on my heart. I can't stop thinking about you. I'm so glad you're here. Come on, somebody. Number three, grace restores. Grace restores. Somebody say that with me. Grace restores. Here's the cool thing about this. This is what I like about this. How many of you know the Father did not stand on the front porch and see him coming around the corner and then milk it? Come on. Trying to get everything he could get. Oh, here he comes. I'm running back home. I knew it. I bet you he done blew everything I gave him. He ain't got nothing left. Here he comes. Come on, amen. How many of you, that's the way we are. We live by human terms. Huh? And we forgive by human terms. We like to always hold people's feet to the fire when they messed up. Come on, amen. You know what we do? We always want to teach somebody a lesson. That's what you get. I'm going to forgive you. Because I'm a believer in Jesus and I have to. But that's what you get. Come on, amen. But how many of you know this morning, God's grace is not like that. Come on, he don't stand there and say, okay, I want you to squirm in fear. I want you to suffer in your sin. I want you to recognize how bad you've been. You just stand there for a minute and I'm just going to kind of wait it out. Okay, now I'm going to forgive you. Come on in. I mean, God don't do that. Come on, huh? God don't even ask for an explanation. We come to God with all kinds of excuses. Well, God, I'm sorry. God don't want to hear it either. He don't even care. He's just happy to see you. He's just happy to hold you. Come on, somebody. Amen. God don't look at this father don't look at the boy and say, boy, what'd you do with all my money? Where you been? You done messed up our name all over the countryside. How am I ever going to trust you again? That is not your Father in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. That's a reason to shout right there. He didn't do any of that. He just said my son was lost. Now he's found. He was dead. Now he's alive. Come on, somebody. Amen. He said, my grace is bigger than any explanation you got. I don't care. It's just good to see you.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of the Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
I wonder sometimes if God forgives us that way, why don't we forgive people the other way all the time? Why do we always want everybody to squirm and teach them a lesson? We want people to pay the price forever. Well, they did me wrong. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. We say that as this, well, I forgive you, but I won't forget. You done burned me way too much. I forgive you. We're good. We can eat together. But I ain't forgetting. Come on, somebody. Amen. Here's what church people do all the time. This is what we do in the church. We have the forgiveness form that we fill out. But at the bottom, we got a little footnote, a little clause. It's called, it's the yes, but clause. The yes, I forgive you, but I ain't ever trusting you again. Sure, I'll forgive you, but don't expect me to ever do anything for you again. Sure, I'll forgive you. Don't ask me for a favor. Because we do that because we permanently disqualify people from ever rising up again. Hey, everybody gets challenged with this. When you've been burnt 7 or 8 times, it's hard to want to trust somebody again. Thank God that he still does. Come on, amen. Listen to me. The grace of God does not come to diminish people. There's a lot of churches, man, if you go through a divorce or you go through a moral failure and you show up at church, you got to walk in with your head down. And everybody's looking at you, oh, my God. I am sure glad I am not them. Lord, just bless them. Jesus. I cannot believe she cheated on her husband. Oh, my God. We good in the church about that, ain't we? Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Got to walk in with your head down, covered up with shame, eat up with guilt. You're supposed to be in a body of believers that got grace for you. Come on, huh? I believe the house of God ought to be a place where Jesus dwells, where grace dwells. Amen? Where people can come through the door to get restored, not condemned, not judged. Amen? Were you wrong? Yes, you were wrong. Did you make a big mess? Yes, you made a big mess. Was it a disaster? Yes, it probably was a disaster. But when you come back to the Father's house, you don't have to come back with your head down, groveling in front of everybody. You can come in here to a Father with your head up, boldly before the throne, and let Him wrap you up in His arms and give you the grace that you need in your life to be restored. Praise the Lord. Amen. God don't expect you to live in misery from your mistakes. He expects you to be free from your mistakes and to be healed from them. Come on, amen. He wants you to know that when you walk in front of the door, He is standing not to diminish you, but to welcome you and to heal you. Come on, amen. And restore you and make you better than you were before when you got messed up, so you don't ever mess up again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, most people like to view God as a judge. The truth is, He is a judge, but He judges sin. God ain't in the judging people business. He's in the judging sin business, amen? He said, the reason I came is to judge sin and to take care of sin so you can be free from sin. I didn't come here to judge you. I come here to make you free so you don't have to live under sin. Sin is bad for you. Sin will kill you. Sin will corrupt you. Sin will steal from you. But I'm here to get sin out of your life because I love you. Praise the Lord. That means the Father has come to love you, to protect you, to heal you. He has a heart for you. That's good news. God is not up in heaven giving anybody the finger. Come on, somebody. He's not mad. Heaven ain't upset today. The Father's heart always seeks restoration. Always seeks restoration. Praise the Lord. Number four, grace covers. Grace covers. Somebody say, grace covers. I mean, when he come up out of the pig pen, he was covered with something. I don't know about you, but man, if I was working in a pig pen all that time, man, I know you had to be under some stinky stuff. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. He probably stunk to high heaven. Huh? The Father saw him coming down the road and ran out to meet him. Ran to him. And he said, go get a robe and cover him. Somebody say, cover him. He said, cover him. I mean, we always try to cover up our stink. We always try to cover up our stuff. We always try to play it off. We show up with church face to church. How you doing, brother? Oh, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Praise God. You know you was fighting like cats and dogs with your family on Thanksgiving Day. We cover up our stink with stuff. Jesus covers up our stink with His righteousness. Scripture teaches that he that knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That means all that stuff that was making you stink, all that stuff that was corrupt about you, all that stuff that was evil about you, Jesus took that for you. And then the robe that he was wearing of righteousness, he puts it on you. And now you're righteous. That's not a statement of pride. That's a statement of fact. Some people in church can't even say that. I go to some churches and preach. I tell them, say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. They can't say it. They got too much pride to say it. But I'm going to help you right now. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're righteous. When God sees you, He sees righteousness. When God looks at you, He sees Jesus. Come on, that's good news for us. Amen? I say, well, what do you mean, Pastor, righteousness? It means that God sees you in a right standing. It's as if the verdict has been passed, they found you not guilty, and you are standing rightfully before God, innocent. Praise the Lord. Amen? In other words, you can point your finger at somebody, but you can't find it. You did it. Well, me and God don't know nothing about it. Why? Because God don't remember. Say, how can God? God knows everything. How can He forget? Because He chooses to forget. He's so big, He can forget what He wants to forget. And He can remember what He wants to remember. Come on, somebody say, He forgot all my sin. You say, well, I remember you did it. Well, you might, but God don't. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You'll never find it. Go look for it. You won't find it. It ain't in no file nowhere. You go to heaven and look in the file room, it's going to say, Jason, purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ, right on my file. Praise the Lord. He took my death certificate and stamped it. Eternal life. This dude's going to live forever. Toot-toot. Next. Gave me new life, gave me a new name, gave me a purpose and a death. Somebody ought to help me. Praise the Lord. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been bought for by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And guess what? I don't have to carry my own robe with me. I show up on the scene and he puts a robe on me. And it ain't something that I created. It's a righteous robe that comes down from heaven. It's a robe from royal. I didn't have to go to Goodwill and get what I could find to try to fit me. I showed up and God showed up and he put a robe of righteousness on me and changed my life forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. I looked like a mess. I smelled like a mess. I acted like a mess. And God said, I'm going to clothe him in robes of righteousness. It don't matter what he did, where he came from, who he screwed over, how he got done this, and how he did that, and what kind of history he's got. I'm putting a robe of righteousness on him today. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Try that out. Just say, I am the redeemed of the Lord. That means that God did something on your behalf that you couldn't do on your own. He redeemed you. He paid for you. He made a way for you. He healed you. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. I wonder if I got anybody that's redeemed today. Praise God. See, some of us, we had a wardrobe malfunction. It's time to get a new wardrobe. We thought we had it all together, but we had a wardrobe malfunction. God said, no, I got a brand new wardrobe for you. Amen. You need to quit wearing the clothes of shame and wearing the clothes of guilt and wearing the clothes of condemnation, those old raggedy garments that identify where you used to be, and start putting on some clothes that identify where I'm taking you with a new name. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout a new robe. Number five, grace reveals purpose. Grace reveals purpose. He said, go get the family ring. I like that. Go get the family ring. How many of you know in those days, the people that had jewelry were only people of wealth, people that owned lands, people that owned businesses. Those are the only people that wore jewelry, especially a signet ring. Because a signet ring carried all the authority of the person that owned the company or owned the land to do business with. Come on, amen. It was a signature ring. I mean, today when we sign a contract, that means it's a done deal. Back then, they didn't sign contracts. Back then, they used to take a little bit of wax, they'd melt it, they'd write their little form, they'd fold it over, they'd take the wax, pour it on the seal of the envelope, take that signet ring, and put the seal on it. And that signet ring carried the weight of a done deal. And that's what he said. He said, go get him the family ring. I'm going to restore to him. Come on, somebody. I'm going to restore to him all the authority. I'm going to restore to him his name. I'm going to give him the purpose that he was born for. He might have went out and messed everything up and wasted everything up, but I'm about to restore the time that the cankerworm egg. I'm giving him everything that should have been his. He's going to walk with my name, my authority, do what I called him to do, and there ain't nothing going to stand in the way if I'm giving him all authority. Somebody say he gave him a ring. So it don't matter if sin comes and takes away your authority. He can give it back. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many know when you got God's authority, you ain't never subject to the power of the enemy anymore? You're not under his power. You're not under his domain. You're under the king's domain. Praise the Lord. Number six, grace identifies. Everybody say that with me. Grace identifies. Then he said, go get some sandals. Go get some sandals. How many know during the time that Jesus walked on the earth, if you had shoes, that meant you weren't a slave. If you didn't have shoes, that meant that you were a slave. Come on, somebody. Amen. To go without shoes was an act of humility or was an act of humiliation. It was one of the two. So when you take your shoes off, you were either acting out of humility, or if you didn't have any shoes, it was because it was an act of humiliation. You didn't deserve them.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and homebound programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Redeemed by